Hi, welcome to Counting the Beat. I'm Chris and this is my New Zealand music show. Each week I bring you a few New Zealand tracks, something old, something new, sometimes something a little crazy, or just a song that I feel like listening to. I'm long overdue for a run through new and recent releases, and I've got a great collection of songs that range from pop to pomp, and a couple with some rough edges too. I'll start with one of those. Titibades are a Wellington band who have made the final 20 of the MTV 42 Unheard competition for new and upcoming bands. I've put a link to that competition on countingthebeat.gen.nz. Titibades have got a self-titled EP out, which you can buy through their MySpace page. Their songs all have these nagging repetitive guitar lines and a vocal style which Real Groove magazine described as the barked, recorded into a computer mic variety. The songs do all pretty much follow the same formula, but when they hit the mark, like they do on Colours, they're a lot of fun. Brunettes have just released their fourth album, Paper Dolls, on Little Cheap Records. The Little Cheap Records have a strong stable of indie pop releases. They're one of those handful of labels where, if you like one thing, you'll probably be safe buying anything they put out. Although nothing on Paper Dolls jumps out like Brunettes Against Bubblegum Youth did on the last album, it's full of sweet pop songs saved from being too cutesy and given longevity by the fact that the songs are carefully constructed and they have this sense of melancholy that counterpoints all that sugar. If you purchase the album through the Little Chief site, they'll also throw in the Red Roller Skates EP. Here's the opening track, In Colours. Also out on Little Chief is Psychotic Love, the debut album from the Glad Eyes. Go to the MySpace page of this two-piece from Auckland, and the background image is of Jade Farley and Gwen Norcliffe lying on the floor amongst their favourite albums. As well as records by the likes of The Carpenters, Elton John and Van Morrison, there's also a solo album from the former Velvet Underground drummer Mo Tucker, the excellent Life in Exile following abdication. I took the presence of that album as indicative of the fact that the Glad Eyes like a little bit of grit amongst their saccharine sweet folk pop. That's also borne out by their decision to cover Dunedin Punk's Die Die Die. I featured a demo of that on an earlier episode of Counting the Beat. The song I'm going to play now is Bad Town Blues. I've also posted the video for this song on countingthebeat.gen.nz. Sweetness, this time from the Sing Songs. I've been a fan of this band for a while, singing their poppy songs with the surprising lyrics, like HTML, which is about writing website code, or Pamphlet Baby, which I included in the May Music Alliance Pact, about a woman mourning the child she lost before birth as she delivers pamphlets in a pram. The Sing Songs have now collected together the songs that they've had floating around the internet, and they've recorded and released them as an EP, Sing 5 Songs. The EP includes one song I hadn't previously heard. This one's about Facebook, and it's called Previously We Were Friends. Mm-hmm.
house last night and wrote this in your journal. It's just a few of my ideas on how you should see me. Started with some things you wrote and quickly added to them. Even used your handwriting so you would think you wrote it. Look how you were thinking that I am extremely clever and the best friend that you ever had. Your favorite time of every day was when I'd pop into your place. How you wish that you had got around to writing this. Previously we were friends, a misunderstanding happened. Thought I wasn't sad when you went overseas, but that's not true.
For regular New Zealand music news and updates, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/countingthebeat. Okay, enough sweetness. The Postures claim to have been raised on pies and heavy metal, and they've recently been touring with the likes of Mountain Eater. They make about a million times more noise than the Glad Eyes. Poor Impulse Control is a taster of a forthcoming EP, and I've also put a live clip of the Postures on the Counting the Beat website.
Oh.
finally, Hamilton outfit date month here. I say outfit because they swear black and blue that they're not a band, but they don't really say what all the fuss is about. What's wrong with being a band? After all, the Beatles were just a band. Led Zeppelin, just a band. The Beach Boys, just a band. The Sex Pistols, just a band. However, you can read Date Month Year's lengthy explanation on their blog, which I'll link to on the Counting the Beat site. Their fourth self-released album, Pot Kettle Black, is out now. No matter whether you call them a band or an anti-band, they're a talented bunch of musicians, with a powerful vocalist in Emma Koretz. The album's an eclectic collection of tracks, which Date Month Year say is a concept album dealing with the mundanity of modern life, or maybe just living in Hamilton. The music ranges from moody soundscapes to classic pop and huge swelling Pro Tool powered epics. Here are the closing tracks, PS 1.2.1 and PS 1.4.1.
He's a
You've been listening to Counting the Beat, a show produced by Chris Walker for Waiheke Radio. In this rundown on new and recent releases, you've heard Titta Bad A's, The Brunettes, The Glad Eyes, The Sing Songs, The Postures, and Date Month Year. There's more information, videos, links, and more on countingthebeat.gen.nz.